Great Scott!
Are you a sports fan who loves to have a good laugh?
Oh, yeah!
Then you're in the right place.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Life moves pretty fast.
The Patriots win the
Welcome
Super Bowl!
Welcome to the Man Cave Chronicles.
Everybody, welcome to another bonus episode of Fantasy Football Talk. Today I have Corey Parson. Corey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything going? Listen, it's that time of year. We're so deep into August right now. Everybody focusing on drafts and trying to figure out ways to make it happen and win the championships this year. So hopefully we can get the people some information to help them do just that.
Oh, yeah. And you're also on the Fantasy Sports Network?
Yeah, no doubt. Fantasy Sports Network. You can catch me every weekday morning from 6 to 11 a.m. time on the East Coast. We're out there getting it done. FNTSY Radio app, also FNTSY Radio on iHeart and TuneIn.
Perfect. You want to tell the listeners about yourself, like where you're from and, you know, how did you get into this field and your passion about football?
Well, been an NFL fan for many years now and also been a radio guy for a few years now. And the passions kind of crossed together with SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio a few years ago. Not over there no more, thank God. So I'm actually blessed to get over here and work with the guys over at FNTSY. And should have some more exciting things coming up in the future.
Yeah, how long you been there for now?
Not even a year yet at FNTSY.
Yeah. And your big guy... You're more into football, correct?
Yeah, I do. I do some baseball stuff too, but really, fantasy football is what makes sure everything gets done with these kids.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's start with what are your how should people prepare for the draft this year?
Oh, I think one of the most important things you have to do is obviously get out there, do some mock drafts, kind of get the strategy together. Take a good look at ADPs. You can check out my work at The Executive Edge over at rotoexperts.com for 2017. It's a draft kit that'll help you win your league, do the right things on draft day. So you got to go in there. You got to get prepared that way. And, try to do your best to try to figure out who your guys are, who your value is, and stuff like that. And if you need some help with anything, make sure you look out for the right experts to help you along the way on your journey to your championship.
What do you recommend for, websites to do research?
RotoExperts.com, The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Pack, everything you need right there. And only cost you $20 to win your championship in 2017.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to, throw out a couple names at you from each position and just get an idea of what you think of some players and, some sleeper players and stuff like that. Before I even ask you that, if you had the number one pick today, who would you take?
David Johnson, the number one pick. He's a top player in fantasy football. Le'Veon Bell is a close second, but I got to go with David Johnson. His workload, no matter whether you play in standard or PPR, he's a player that you want to start your fantasy team with.
Yeah. Yeah, I did a mock draft last night, and he went first, and I took Bell. I had number two pick. I got Bell second. All right, so quarterbacks, who are some of your favorites?
Well, obviously, Jameis Winston is the poster boy for the NFL in 2017. I'm a big Jameis Winston supporter. Also, a little bit later on in your draft, guys like Matthew Stafford is a guy that also can help you. He goes very late. Matter of fact, he took one of the last picks, and he'll bring back quarterback one values. Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, also some good plays also, that you can get at a value in fantasy football drafts. So really, if you look at one of my favorite guys, it would definitely be, Jameis Winston for 2017. He's getting ready to be a star in this league.
Yeah. Where do you see Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, first two, three rounds?
Those are the first two quarterbacks off the board. Probably, both of them will be going by in the first four rounds.
Yeah. What about, do you see any sleeper quarterbacks laying around for the late rounds?
Matthew Stafford, the guy you can get a little bit later on in fantasy football drafts, not to mention a guy like maybe an Eli Manning on Andy Dalton. you know, all you want to focus on teams that don't have any running game where the quarterback throws the football a lot, and those two are definitely teams without any running game.
Yeah.
The Man Cave Chronicles on Twitter at the MCC Podcast. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
RotoWear.com.
RotoWear.
Big shout out to the RotoWear company.
It's so goddamn comfortable.
Can't recommend them enough, man. Yeah. High quality t-shirts.
Shout out to RotoWear.com.
You see me rocking the shirts on the videos and stuff like that.
Where'd you get that?
RotoWear.
That is courtesy of RotoWear.
It's just the highest quality of shirt.
Yeah, I really like the baseball designs you got here.
The shirt is beautiful.
Everybody who I've talked to who has the shirt basically says they can't believe how good the quality is.
Yeah, Ken, I've seen you. You've been getting a lot of love. You said you've been only running for a little over a month.
CBS guys are tweeting out shirts. I'm seeing fantasy personalities everywhere digging this guy's shirt.
I love the Run DFS shirt.
It comes with baseball cards with all the different shirts on it.
RotoWear on Twitter. Check out RotoWear.com.
Oh my God. Is this shirt making love to me right now? Like, what's going on? I love this shirt.
All right. So then we got running backs. Obviously, you said Johnson and Bell are going to be the first two to go. Who are some of your other favorites and targets you would go after?
I mean, it depends on what you're looking for, PPR or standard. You know, you got to look, obviously, take advantage of the Ezekiel Elliott situation. Guys like Bilal Powell for the New York Jets, always good. Kareem Hunt's a good young rookie running back out there in Kansas City that I would make sure that I would have owners keep a trend on, because he is a guy that we think is going to pop this season. If Todd Gurley will probably bounce back, I wouldn't be too afraid of drafting him this year either.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Dalvin Cook from Minnesota?
Oh, Dalvin Cook's an excellent young running back. He's another guy I'd be drafting probably that third round range. I think he can return value. He's looking like he's going to be an RB1. The Vikings are more than likely featuring him in their offense.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I got a question for you, but for like, when you draft, what is your drafting strategy? Obviously, everybody takes running backs right away, but do you go back to back running backs, or are you a type of person that goes running back, wide receiver, and then running back again?
Nah, I'm trying to draft the best players on the board. I'm mainly playing PPR leagues. I want to hammer out a bell cow running back, a guy that I'm insured will finish in the top 5th, top 12 once the fantasy season is over. Once I knock down those guys and get one of those guys, I'm mainly playing PPR, so I'm trying to knock down some of the top pass-catching running backs to go along with some of the top targeted, heavily targeted wide receivers, and then I'll come back and get my running back, too, a little bit later on in draft, and I'm, for the most part, going to wait pretty late on quarterback.
Yeah. All right, and then for wide receivers, obviously everybody says Antonio Brown should be the number one guy.
Yes, nobody on top of Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and who are some of your other favorite guys that people should research and look into?
Well, what format you looking at?
PPR.
I mean, if PPR more or less is a guy like, you know, several plays a little bit further down the ball board, you can have guys like, Golden Tate should be able to have another 90-catch season this year in the PPR format. Zay Jones, a young rookie in Buffalo, is a guy that I think fantasy owners want to get involved in. So those are some wide receivers right there that, you know, in your draft a little bit later on. Well, not, you know, Tyrell Williams was nice out there in Los Angeles last year. San Diego last year, Los Angeles this year. I think he's a good guy to target. Obviously, Pierre Garçon has a nice option. Number one talking in San Francisco in the office he's familiar with. So those are a couple of guys you can get a little bit further on down draft boards. Ted Ginn also is in a good situation in New Orleans where you'll be able to get him as a value, and he's a player that you'll have in your lineup, you know, throughout the course of the season.
Yeah. What do you think if people, like we talked off the air, and, you know, you said you're a Cowboys fan, you know, and I'm a Patriots fan. Would you touch any of, like, the wide receivers from the Patriots? Because their offense is more of like, you know, it's spread out everywhere, so you don't know who's going to have a good game every week.
Nice. Brandon Cooks is better than everybody in that offense, so he's going to be the one having the good games every week. I'm real high on Brandon Cooks this year.
Yeah.
They made the play to get him. I think they're going to feature him in the offense. Julian Edelman, as a matter of fact, is my bust. Rob Gronkowski is a play out very early draft in the defensive draft. He doesn't play 16 games and never really returns the value of where you're going to take him at on draft day. But I'm all about Brandon Cooks when it comes to that New England Patriots offense.
Yeah. You wouldn't – well, since we're going to go to the tight ends next, you wouldn't take Gronk – in the first few rounds, would you, from his injury?
I wouldn't take Gronk, period.
Period?
Yeah.
Who's your target for tight ends?
I like Eric Ebron a little bit later on if he gets healthy before the season starts. You know, also O.J. Howard out there in Tampa, even though he's a rookie, think he's going to get an opportunity. I think Jimmy Graham's in line for a big season. If he's hanging out in the 67th round in your draft, I think it's a good idea to give him a holler because Graham is a player, and I think the Seattle Seahawks are not really going to have no balance on offense this year. They're going to be throwing the football a lot, so yeah.
Yeah. What about Greg Olsen? Do you see him coming back strong this year?
Yeah, Greg Olsen will be back strong this year. Yeah. I don't really trust that offense, new system, trying to incorporate McCaffrey into the mix. You know, so that can make things a little bit difficult for Cam this year. But I still think, you know, where he's going in that 6th, 7th round of drafts is a good idea.
Yeah. What about somebody like Jimmy Graham? You know, Jimmy Graham, you know, a few years ago, he was the number one guy in the NFL.
Yeah, I just mentioned Jimmy Graham. I think Graham is a guy that's going to be able to pop this year because of the lack of balance on the Seahawks offense. So I think he's going to be able to catch a lot of passes.
How about Bennett at Green Bay?
Yeah, Marty B, he has a good opportunity also. So I do like Bennett. Now listen, Jordy Nelson and Davante Adams are like the top targets inside the red zone area.
Yeah.
But I do think that both gentlemen will be able to survive the season. You know, with putting up decent tight end numbers, maybe in that 6 to 8 touchdown range, I don't have a problem, you know, rolling him out there every week as long as he's healthy.
Yeah. How do you prepare for, like, defenses? Do you just wait till the late rounds to pick somebody up?
Yeah, I don't really – it doesn't really make a difference. I don't win with the people in my lineup.
Yeah. So, like, you're probably like me where, you know, you play a defense and you probably drop them the week after and get somebody else.
Streaming defenses is something that I don't mind doing because you're always able to find the good matchups on the board. And I kind of would advise offense, you know, to try to play it that way.
Yeah. And how do you feel about kickers? Because they're spread out everywhere.
I try to enter leagues that don't have kickers.
Okay. So you play in the leagues with no kickers?
I try to at least.
Yeah. Yeah, this year I'm going to play it's going to be one of the first leagues I'm going to play where we have actually a defensive player in there too.
Okay.
So that's going to be something new to play around with.
Right. Yeah.
So what else can you tell the listeners or the people for the draft? What else should we do?
You know, disregard ADP when it's time to get your guide, and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package 2017 over at rotoexperts.com.
All right. Well, do you want to tell the listeners how they can find you on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff?
Mainly the base place to get me on the fantasy football advice is at the Fantasy Exec, EXEC, on Twitter. You know, I'll take your questions, and, you know, you can get ways to hear me on the radio and some premium product and stuff like that.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on for a little bit and giving us some advice on fantasy this year.
All right. Thanks a lot.
It's that Roto Rhymes. Check it. My dude Corey Parson has the industry on red alert, similar to David Johnson when he gets a first. Every morning catch him on the Roto Experts with the dopest shirts on the whole entire network. Beats get blitzed when I rip him the bits, laughing like I'm flitting dicks when he's picking a six. My man comes correct with the premium tips, cause losing ain't an option, all we do is win chips. Shit, even my bench dudes are getting TDs. See, I'm far from a saint, but this game is a breeze. Any player on my team that underachieves is getting cut quicker than Bill Belichick. The check sleeves, the fantasy exec is taking over the town. Strictly high stake leagues, no joking around. On the mic, I get open like Antonio Brown. At the end of every season, we'll be holding the crown. Kenneth Cashman, the fantasy executive. Roto Rhymes, Roto Experts, FNTSY, RotoWare.com.